Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hi, Ashley. Yeah, my name is Lucia Sullivan. I live in Shawnee, Kansas. And I just found on my online banking that I had been charged $92.90 for one of your products that I didn't order and I'm not able to use. When I got my sample the other time, it made my eyes water, so I never ordered any more. And nothing more has come, but I did get billed for $92. It's a bad week. I've got big debt bills with a sick dog this week. So anyway, I called the bank, and they're going to, you know, see about stopping it. But I just wanted to let you know that I didn't get the merchandise, and I don't want to get it in the future.
Can I have your zip code, ma'am?
Yeah, it's 66203.
And what was your name, ma'am?
The last name is Sullivan. The first name is Lucia. And I probably gave you account number to do the, you know, the shipping costs on the sample. But I definitely did not realize that I was going to be sent anymore.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yeah, it's 5927 Garnett, Shawnee, Kansas, 66203.
Yes, ma'am. So I canceled out the account, and because you already contacted your bank, you must call back with the bank on the line to get your refund, ma'am.
I need to call. What do you say I need to do?
Just call back with your bank on the line, or you just have your bank call us, and you do not even have to
bank,
be on, call us.
Can my bank call you guys?
Yes, ma'am, and they will issue you your refund.
Okay. So do they ask for anybody in particular when they call there, or who?
No, ma'am. They'll just need your information, like your zip code and your name and your address, and then they will pull up your account, and then they will see in the notes.
Okay. So are you going to be open for a while yet, or should I do that tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. We're 24 hours.
Okay. I will do it. Okay. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye.